Welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning, and in our call to worship, we read a couple verses from 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, and it kind of goes along with what we preached yesterday or last Sunday morning about humility and being humble before the sight of the Lord. Verse 5, "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble." Verse 6, 1 Peter chapter 5. "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time." I really believe that humility is greatly missing in our land today, just in general, in our country, in our political realms. It's missing in our homes. It's missing in our culture. It's missing even in our churches, sadly. And I firmly believe and always have believed that pride is one of the greatest sources of sin. When we promote ourselves, we think more of ourselves than we ought to. We get upset. I know with, you know, dealing with young people in school all the time, literally, I would say probably, not probably, 100% of drama in school comes from pride, period. And even drama with adults. I hate that there's drama with adults sometimes, but it's pride. So-and-so said such and such, and I'm way better than that. How dare they consider that of me? And then we begin to think different things. And the Bible's encouraging us to be subject one to another. You know, we would eliminate a lot of problems if we put ourselves on a different level. Just, you know, Lord, I'm nothing outside of You. And it's just a miracle alone that I'm where I'm at. And I'm thanking God enough for that. Instead of worrying about someone else and how high and mighty I'm going to be over them, no, we need to change our mindsets. And our culture today, our nation, promotes the attitude of pride. It promotes it. The selfie generation, the social media generation, it's all me. Look what I'm doing today. Here's all of us. And I mean, I'm terrible at taking these selfies. Sometimes we take a family, Mr. O'Pager calls them bunchies. A bunchie. There's a bunch of us together. And so I'm terrible at it. My wife always goes, like, give me the camera, I'll do it. And I'm not good at that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's nice to have pictures and things. But many times we're promoting ourselves, and the TV ads and the social media, everything is about you. You. And it's easy for that mindset to just kind of creep into our Christian life, isn't it? It's easy for it to come right into the church many times, and we put ourselves up. Humility to each other. So be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. The idea there is to put on humility, to be daily clothed in it. It's a word that was used of slaves. And it talked about how they would tie the knot of their serving apron, perhaps, or whatever garment that distinguished them as a slave or a servant. They were tying the knot of that garment. And when you saw that, you knew that is a servant. And the Lord is telling us that each day we need to be clothed in such a way with our attitude, with our demeanor, with our mindset, so that people know that is a servant. That person is willing to serve the Lord no matter what they do. They're having the right attitude in serving the Lord. And they're tying that knot to show, I'm humble. And now we're not going to be proud about being humble. That's a whole other thing. I have been so humble this week. I didn't talk about myself one time. Well, then you've just ruined it. You know, you're proud about being humble. That's a whole other area to talk about. But to put on and clothe humility, it's a decision we have to make each day. It's a decision we have to make when people make us upset. That happens, by the way. I know I'm not the only one. I make people upset, and people make me upset sometimes. And what happens is because of, you know, our own pride or our own big mouth or different things that we do, we tend to do that. But to make an effort and a choice, you know what? Yeah, I may have been done wrong by this person, but I'm going to be clothed in humility. I'm sorry, whatever I did, it's no problem. But we don't get like that, do we? We react and defend and get upset, and we're all guilty. We're all guilty. I'm probably more than you guilty. But being clothed in humility, because God will wage a war. That's the word, resist. He will go out in battle against proud people. But He just pours grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. I encourage us as God's people to reduce ourselves, if that's a way to put it. This morning, as we hear God's Word, we're not going to learn from the Scripture if we're proud. We're not going to learn about our own Christian life and how we need to grow in the things of God if we're proud. But having an attitude of humility that I'm going to be under the mighty hand of God, and when I realize there's a need, that there's no way I can even come near meeting that need, And I'm not going to do it if I'm in pride. And God's not going to help me if I'm in pride. That's a scary thought. It's easy for us to say, yeah, we're trusting the Lord and we're going to pray and trust the Lord. And yes, we do trust the Lord. But if then I turn around and live in pride, guess what? God's not going to give grace. And so my prayer, yeah, I'm going to trust you, Lord, that you're going to do da-da-da-da-da. Then I'm going to go live in the pride of my life and of what I'm doing, and God's not going to pour in grace. The Lord help us to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. He'll give us grace.